Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up a little later on a Football Friday, we'll get back to Commanders versus Cowboys. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. Bill Roth, voice of the Virginia Tech football Hokies, joins us at 9:45. But right now, time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start it off. Spinning the wheel. Let's go with Matt Myers, a.k.a. Valdez.
All right, Mr. Valdez. You've been away all week playing golf and everything.
This is Matt Valdez.
I got two that I'm looking at right here.
All right, what are you pondering?
I got a plus 150 NFL dog that I like to win outright.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a player prop that I love, too. All
right. Well, just
so,
go with your matters. What's your gut?
You know what? Do me a favor. Do the one you think is going to hit.
Like, I think both are going to hit.
What's the better odds of the two?
The Titans. The Titans are going to beat the Colts. It's just it's the pure NFL formula.
Plus 150.
Colts end up beating the Chiefs at home, and now they're going to let down spot against the Titans. Everyone's trashing the Titans.
They're going to show up.
Yeah, they'll show up and end up.
I hope Derrick Henry runs for 186 yards. He won't, but I hope he does.
You need him to.
I also need Jonathan. Is Jonathan Taylor going to play? He's been questioned. He didn't practice yesterday, so I'm wondering.
Missed practice.
He's a little bit of a question mark, but. All right, you're in. Plus 150.
All right, I like it. Not like plus 900 or something.
Yeah, it's not like Johnny.
It's not Johnny.
The alternate spread, Ravens minus 21 and a half. 9-1.
Killed me. Where's Johnny today? Isn't he supposed to be in on Fridays or no?
He usually is, but he's working all weekend here, so he's
to rest
day.
He needs to rest. It's a day of rest.
18-year-old needs rest.
Kid's exhausted.
Give me a break.
It's right. Class, too.
Yeah, whatever. All right, what do you got there? Is it Drabby?
Let's go to Matt Cahill.
All right.
And don't give me Arizona State this week.
No. I mean, even gods miss every once in a while. I was off last week. But I will again go back to college football. I feel like I'm the only one on the show who picks college football.
You
kind
dabble.
Of annoying.
Oh, yeah. I pick it every single day
on the
podcast.
Show, because then the parlay depends on how I do on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I will go back to college football. I like Texas A&M. They are underdogs against Mississippi State. They're looking for payback. They lost at home last year, so they're going to Mississippi State. It's going to be a low-scoring game. I think Texas A&M they match up really well on defense. They only give up like 12 points a game. But Mississippi State has a great passing attack. I just think they're going to shut them down. And one of my favorite players in college football to watch is Texas A&M's running back, Devin Achane. I think he's going to have a touchdown or two. So I think Texas A&M's going to win by about 5 points, so I'll just take them straight up.
Plus 158.
Plus 158.
They did just lose their top receiver.
I know, Anaya Smith. He's electric. But
hurts them, and their offense is poopy, but the defense is good.
So I'll take Texas A&M plus 158. Straight up.
What just happened?
So that's A&M money line?
Money line,
A&M plus 158.
Nothing crazy.
All right, spin the wheel, Valdez. Jason's trying to find it. He panics if he doesn't find it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Don't worry. Drabby also puts it in.
It all disappeared for some reason. All right. Let's go to Mr. Cakes.
I'm heading to the NFL. I am taking the Broncos at plus 120 on the money line to take care of the Raiders, send the Raiders to 0-4 to start the season. I'm not exactly sure how Denver's going to do it, probably through their defense instead of their offense, because Russell Wilson's been pretty bad over the first 3 weeks. Do you know how many 300-yard passing games he has in his last 15 outings? Anybody care to guess?
Two.
He has one.
One.
One in his last 15, he's gone over the 300 threshold, so I think they're going to lean more on the running game, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, make it a kind of a gross, low-scoring affair. But I think Denver is just better. They're certainly better defensively. So I'm going to take Denver at a plus number to send my beloved Raiders to Ofer to start the season.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Denver is the play.
All right.
You are in.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Bickle.
All right, I was actually hoping they would have an alternate line for this one because, you know, I think I could get a little frisky, but they don't. So I'll just go with the first half. What I want is I want to take the Cowboys minus a bunch of points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But they only have just minus 1.5.
So you think your boys will be playing from behind again?
Well, they're down 44-0, I think, in the last two first halves, or maybe even more than that.
Sounds right.
Maybe 46, whatever it is.
17,
something around there, yeah.
I mean, it's been a boatload of points. So I'll just take Dallas minus 1.5 first half. It's, you know, it's a favorite. I think it's like minus 110 or something.
Word.
But,
word.
I'll take that.
All right, you're in.
Hopefully my boys can still pull it out, but I expect them to be down at halftime. They're always down at halftime.
All right, I'm going to go here. Cordarrelle Patterson is third in the league in rushing, and they're playing the Browns at home this week. He had a bomb game last week against Seattle in Seattle, had 140 yards and a touchdown.
He's had two of three really good games.
The week before against a really good defense, the Rams, mm-hmm. didn't do much. The week before that against the Saints, another bomb game and scored a touchdown. His anytime touchdown number is plus 105. I like him. He's going to get a bunch of carries. He's really a great story because, you know, he wasn't a running back coming out and wasn't a regular running back until a few years ago. Now he's a legit top 5 to 7 fantasy running back. Mm. So I'm going to take Patterson plus 105 anytime touchdown this week against Cleveland.
All right, you're in. What is that line you said?
Plus 105.
All right.
So that leaves Flamack.
Everything's kind of reasonable, right? We don't have anything crazy.
I'm going to add a little juice.
Oh, we'll see. This might be.
I'm going to add a little
juice.
This is
going to be the weekend to hit.
So Devin DuVernay has 3 touchdown catches already this season in 3 games. He had 2 touchdowns in week 1, 1 touchdown last week. He only has 8 catches. He's not a high-volume guy, but he finds the end zone. I like DuVernay in the end zone again with an anytime touchdown score. I believe that one is plus 330.
Ooh, plus 330.
All right, that juiced it up a little bit. But at least we don't have Lindsey John to muck it up. All right, where are we now? It doesn't have it?
All right, so here we go. Here's your recap. Cordarrelle Patterson, anytime touchdown, plus 105. A&M, Moneyline, plus 158 at Mississippi State. Saturday, 4 p.m. kicked. Kick Tennessee Titans, Moneyline against the Colts, plus 150. Denver Broncos, Moneyline, plus 120 at the Raiders. Devin DuVernay, anytime touchdown, plus 330. And Dallas, first half spread, laying the 1.5, minus 120. $6 will pay you $1,369.93.
Nice. Pretty confident mine's going to hit.
And of course, it's all brought to you by our good friends at FanDuel.
That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. We'll put that up at Junks Radio so you can play along with the junkies. Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein as we talk to the best-selling author and Washington Post columnist here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.